In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most pure, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We celebrate the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary today and the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. During this year of faith, which this mystery very much has much to say and has much to be connected with the year of faith, in that faith has always been seen as a light, a supernatural light, the ability to see that which without it you cannot see. To be without faith is to be in the darkness. And today Our Lady brings the child Jesus to the temple to fulfill the law and to, in many cases, to complete the whole symbolism of what the temple was all about. For finally, the true temple of the Lord. First and foremost, you know, Our Lady was that temple where our Lord dwelt for 9 months, and now she brings the true Lord of the temple to the temple for him to be consecrated to the Lord, which we know he was already consecrated to the Lord from his conception in Our Lady's womb when he said, you know, bulls and goats, you know, are not worthy sacrifice, but a body you have prepared for me. Therefore, I come to do the will of the Lord. And some have seen in this statement in this gospel, when the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, a rather mysterious statement because it wasn't a plural purification. Normally in the Old Testament, it was the mother who was to be purified and this child to be consecrated. But many see in this statement that they're not talking about Our Lady's purification, and it's in the plural to imply that it was time for Israel's purification finally to take place, the fulfillment of what all these things symbolized. And so here comes Our Lady, the most pure virgin, the Mother of God, with the child Jesus, the Son of God, to be the sacrifice in the temple that is to purify his people from their sins. And so this, in one sense, is really what the sacred author of this passage is implying, is that it was time now for Israel's purification. For all those who awaited in faith the coming of the Redeemer, this time has finally been fulfilled, or it's going to begin its fulfillment, because, as we know, our Lord has entered into the world. And this mystery, the light of faith, is very much revealed here. First and foremost, the faith of Our Lady, who said yes to the angel and became the true Ark of the Covenant, temple of the Lord, the dwelling place of the Son of God, the tabernacle. And she brings him by faith into the temple to fulfill all that the law prescribed out of obedience to an old covenant which was passing away and being fulfilled in her and in her child, Jesus. And the faith of Simeon, who was led by that light, the Holy Spirit enlightened him that he would not die until he had seen the anointed of the Lord. And also in Anna, we see the gift of faith as well. Already that light that is being imparted by Christ, which Simeon even prophesies is going to be the light of revelation for the Gentiles. That right there should have kind of struck any Jew who ever thought that, you know, salvation was only for the Jews. It came from the Jews, but God intended his message to be meant even for the Gentiles, who the Jews in those days looked down upon, that he was truly the salvation of all the world. And inspired by that gift of faith, Simeon and Anna both already praise God and recognize the Anointed One of the Lord. We see in this, you know, all these different individuals, persons, Our Lady, Simeon, Anna, all of them have responded to the gift of faith and responded by saying yes, saying, I believe. And this is so important, I think, today, because we also celebrate consecrated life on this day in which the temple of the Lord, the purification of Our Lady and the presentation of Our Lord in the temple is celebrated. We also celebrate consecrated life. All those who have responded in faith and have given themselves totally by their yes to serve God, as our Lord is the model of all consecrated life in his response to his Heavenly Father and saying, yes, I come to do your will. Recently, in Washington, D.C., for the Pro-Life March, we had the opportunity to can celebrate Mass with Father Frank Pavone. And he brought out a very interesting point, because he was celebrating for a group of sisters their anniversary of the founding of their institute. And these sisters, ironically, their day of their foundation was the day on which Roe v. Wade became law. So 40 years they've been a religious institute, and 40 years we've had this terrible injustice of abortion. And Father Pavone made this contrast between the total yes of religious life in saying yes to God, in obedience to God, and the, you might say, the total no or denial of God's will by those who are all behind abortion and contraception. You know, those who abort a child or practice contraception, they are saying no to God's creative will. They're saying that they know better than God, that they should decide when life should either begin or continue, when our Lord is the author of all life. And it is a slap in God's face, this whole abortion and contraceptive mentality. And isn't it interesting, though, that many of those religious who have taken off their habit and have fallen modernist ways are many of those who are behind and promoting the whole contraceptive mentality in the church. You know, isn't it interesting that by their, in one sense, not being faithful to their religious consecration, they also have therefore become instruments and tools of the whole abortion no mentality that is being thrown back into God's face. And in many cases, their own religious life is sterile because they're not getting vocations. And in one sense, they've contracepted themselves spiritually out of existence, because God does not give grace to some institute that is not going to be faithful to their charism. And so we look today to Our Lady as the model of faith, as the one who said yes to God, in obedience to God and her own son, Jesus Christ, these two models of consecrated life, who responded to God's will, and that we too have been consecrated to the Lord in our dedication to God in the temple, in the church, when we were baptized. And we all received, as we carried in that candle in procession, that light of faith, just like on Holy Saturday. We receive the light from which is Christ. We receive him into our souls in baptism, and we have been consecrated to God to therefore manifest that light and to bring it into the world. Some have even gone on later to deepen that baptismal consecration by their religious consecration, and want to manifest in a very public way by their lives of poverty, chastity, and obedience, their total dedication to God. And that becomes, by their witness, another act of faith and another light given to the world, which religious life is to be a light. It's to point out to the world that sometimes just lives here for here and now, that there's a life to come. There are some people who have denied themselves certain goods of this world, which are not You know, they are goods, but they deny themselves or forsake them for the anticipation and in hope of the eternal good that will never pass away and for eternal life. Kind of like the fast before the feast. And so we need to pray that there will be a new, renewed religious life. More young people will say yes to God, because we need to make reparation for this great no of mankind that is so much prevalent today. You know, the no that is being thrown into God's face by those who promote all these perverse things, whether it be homosexuality, contraception, abortion, euthanasia. We need young people to respond, to say yes to God, that they want to be His total dedicated servant, like Our Lady and our Lord. And that those who are not being called to religious life, that even by their baptismal consecration, they have this commitment and this made this solemn oath that they would be faithful to God and say yes to Him, whether they're a married couple or a single person, that we are to be truly dedicated to Him and consecrated to Him. And in that way, we become lights to the nations and share that light that Christ has given to us, that lead people out of the darkness of the culture of death and the sin that we find ourselves in today. Let us ask Our Lady today that we will manifest that light, that she will help that light in us that we received at baptism to grow to an even greater light, that it will be a beaming light, a radiant light to all around us by our words and actions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.